As I was walking forth, chanced for to see a young man and a maid, but they not knew of me. She being in the merry vein, did chick him under the chin, and smiling in his face, she cried, "Alas, poor thing!" She by his love and compliments did understand and find that she might safely let him know and understand her mind, pretending for to stumble on the ground herself did fling, and said, "Sweetheart, I fell by chance, alas, poor thing." This young man standing still a while, even for a little space, then finding opportunity and a convenient place, underneath her shadow bowers close by a pleasant spring, upon the maid himself he threw, alas, poor thing. I could not choose but laugh to see these two so close employed. This young man was contented, the maid was overjoyed. Expressing of her love to him, she close did to him cling. Then smiling in his face, she said, "Alas, poor thing." It was not long before this youth was tired with that sport, and laid him down to rest a while, and drew his breath full short. She turned to him and kissed him, and close to him did cling. Then smiling in his face, she cried, "Alas, poor thing!" She finding him in fainting fits, then she began to weep, and with her hand she rubbed his joints to keep this youth from sleep. "Thy weakness," said she to him, "doth make my veins to sting. Come, fie for shame, rouse up thyself, alas, poor thing." The soldier that doth venture, he ventures in the field. Although that first repulse he get, the day he will not yield, but cast about and charge again, and take the other fling. I'll do my best to second thee, alas, poor thing.